Today, in the first reading with St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews, we truly can say that St. Agatha, who we celebrate today, is one of those great cloud of witnesses who surrounds us. St. Agatha is a martyr of the early church of around the year 250 AD. She was martyred in Sicily, and she's one of those great virgin martyrs that is mentioned in the Roman canon, along with St. Agnes and other great virgin martyrs of the early church. St. Agatha, whose name is the writer in the Office of Readings mentions, whose name means good, truly was good in all ways. She was the daughter of a noble family. She had vowed her virginity to Christ, like many young women did in the early church. I'm sure that they were inspired by the great example of Our Lady and being a virgin. And it seems that a man who was a Roman senator was very much desirous of her and wanted her to marry him. But she kept refusing his advances, and somehow he learned of her being a Christian, and that was because of her Christian faith that she was refusing him, because she had made a vow of virginity. And so he had her arrested, and at first he tried to discourage her or dissuade her from her life of virginity by putting her in a brothel. He sent St. Agatha to a brothel, and she stayed there for almost a month. And instead of, she maintained her virtue with great trials and tribulations, and may even have converted some of the prostitutes. And then because of his frustration that she didn't give in, after that, he sent her to prison, where she was tortured. Some said she was even thrown on red-hot coals. Finally, in his anger and frustration, he had her breasts cut off. And St. Agatha is depicted in the iconography. St. Lucy is portrayed with a platter with her two eyes on a platter. Well, St. Agatha is portrayed with a platter with her two breasts on the platter. She is a patron saint of nurses and also of women who suffer from diseases of the breast. We should maybe invoke St. Agatha in a special way to pray for the truth to come out about the connection between abortion and contraception and breast cancer. Truly, we need that truth to be proclaimed wide and far, that the evils of abortion and contraception are always being downplayed and covered up. But St. Agatha, after that, eventually, succumbed to her torture, and now we honor her as the great saint who resisted evil, even to the point, as St. Paul also says, that we haven't opposed sin enough in our own life. We really need to make ourselves so worthy of these witnesses, these great saints who've gone ahead of us, that we know we haven't really struggled that much against sin until we have resisted to the point of shedding our blood. And that is, how much should we resist sin? Well, the saints, especially the martyrs, show us how much we should resist sin. Better to die than to commit sin, has been the great motto of the saints of old, and should be even today, hopefully. Better to die than to capitulate, to give in to sin and those who are promoting sin. The worst thing in all is not physical evil, that we should die physically, but rather that we should die spiritually. That is a far greater evil, and that, of course, is sin. So today, as we honor St. Agatha, let us ask her to intercede for us in our day and age, that we truly will have that heroic virtue, that courage to resist sin and evil, even when it should try to make threats or try to hold out the allure of sin, you know, try to make us see this, make us think that somehow sin has a, you know, a good side to it, which it never does. But, you know, this is probably one of the biggest falsehoods of our modern day, is that it portrays a life of sin as always, you know, something very good, and no one ever suffers any consequences from it. And that is probably one of the biggest propaganda pieces that is promoted, especially in the cinema and TV. It shows all these people living sinful lives, and they never have to reach any kind of judgment, never suffer any consequences of it. People who are living a life of decadence, they don't, you know, seem to have any worries, and that's not the case. For the whole sexual revolution has left so many victims and so many people who have suffered terribly because of it. If that were to be portrayed as it ought to be, we would really much see the great benefit of living a virtuous and chaste life, just in the physical and natural realm. Let us today also ask Our Lady, Queen of Virgins, Queen of Martyrs, to assist us to be one of those great witnesses that the St. Paul talks about for the future ages, that we too have given that heroic witness to our love for Christ and His Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.